USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate moves ahead with a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package after a long night of voting. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. $15 an hour minimum wage is included in this reconciliation. Another amendment sought to ensure upper income taxpayers are not eligible for the $1,400 payments in the plan. The vote on the measure passed 99-1. The House voted on Thursday evening to remove Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments because of previous public statements. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday called it a partisan power grab. The vote, 230-199, was pretty much down party lines. A New Mexico State police officer was fatally shot on Highway 10 between Las Cruces and Deming Thursday. The officer killed his 28-year-old Darian Jarrett. The suspect is 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuerva. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
China continues its aggressive behavior. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"So Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26th memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC is giving American teachers the green light to get back into the classrooms. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before schools can reopen safely. That's according to the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rachel Walensky. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices did put teachers in the frontline essential workers category, which means they will be right after healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has some advice for President Biden regarding school children.
It's time for Joe Biden to stand up and say, the kids are the most important things, important players here. And the teachers just are going to have to suck it up and stand up and provide an education. Otherwise, these kids have no chance whatsoever, Stephanie. It is a disaster what's happening to them.
That audio, courtesy of MSNBC. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
At last count in 2002, there are 13,506 school districts in America. The Super Bowl halftime show is no stranger to controversies, large and small, when it comes to the content of its show. Its headliner this year, The Weeknd, promised Thursday that the Super Bowl 55 show will be family-friendly. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.